My dear people of God, a warm welcome to all of you who have come here to rejoice because Christ is risen from the dead. This is and will forever be the greatest good news that the world has ever received. Death has been conquered. It is no longer has the final victory. Christ is risen, and his resurrection carries with it the promise of new and unending life. I'd like to begin with this story of mine. When I was still young, my grandfather and I were very close. Oftentimes during summer, he would build a kite for me, and we flew kites together. One day, when we were playing this kite, the kite soared into the sky. Then suddenly a low cloud hid it from our sight. After a few minutes, my grandfather said to me, "Ben, maybe some thief up in that cloud stole your kite." I shook my head in disagreement. A few minutes later, my grandfather said again, "Ben, maybe some thief up in that cloud stole your kite." Again, I shook my head. "But Ben," my grandfather said, "how can you be so sure that kite at the end of your string?" I replied, "Because I can feel something you cannot feel. I can feel the kite tug at my string." My dear brothers and sisters, this story illustrates why so many people who were not privileged to see Jesus after his resurrection were sure nonetheless that he had risen from the dead. They were sure for the same reason I was sure that no one had stolen my kite. They felt the tug of Jesus in their lives. In other words, my dear brothers and sisters, they experienced the power of Jesus at work in their hearts. Before Easter Sunday, many people were filled with doubt. They had seen Jesus die a terrible death on Good Friday. They had seen Jesus nailed on the cross and had watched their dreams die before their eyes. But then came Easter Sunday morning. News spread throughout Jerusalem that the rock that sealed the tomb had been rolled away and the tomb was empty. The Jewish authorities told the guards at the tomb to say that someone had stolen the body while they dozed during the night. At first, people wondered about the guard's story. Was it really true? Did someone steal the body of Jesus? As time passed, people became sure beyond doubt that the body had not been stolen. Jesus had indeed risen. And the reason the people were sure is the same reason that I was sure that no one had stolen my kite. They felt the tug of Jesus in their lives. They felt the power of Jesus at work in their hearts. Transformed by this power, the people went forth to tell the good news to all the world. And no amount of persecution could stop them. Eventually, some of them were crucified like their master. Others were torn apart by wild beasts in the Roman Colosseum. Still others were burned alive at the stake. But their belief in Jesus never wavered. The lives of these early Christians changed the course of history. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, 2,000 years later, modern Christians still feel the tug of Jesus. They still feel the power of Jesus at work in their hearts. An example is a missionary named Noreen Towers. For years, she had been working among the poor. And in spite of all her efforts, she saw absolutely no progress. She says, I quote, "I became despondent. I finally reached the breaking point one night. I was beaten. When I went to bed, I didn't know how I could continue." The next morning, shortly after she awoke, something strange happened to Noreen. It was as though Jesus himself said to her, "Can you not trust my plan for you?" She writes, I quote, "Then I realized that I did not have to see the plan. I only had to trust him. I arose from my bed a different person. My encounter with the living Christ changed me from a broken, defeated person into a person with unshakable hope and faith." From the International Christian Digest. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, the woman's work among the poor is bearing remarkable fruit. Noreen's experience is what Easter is all about. It is a good news that Jesus is risen and he is in our midst right now. It is the good news that Jesus has planned for each one of us. And nothing can interfere with that plan If we don't let it, not pain, not sorrow, not rejection, not sin, not even death. Easter holds out an invitation to each one of us in this church this morning. It invites us to let Jesus do for us what he did for Norin Towers. It invites us to let Jesus help us trust again after we've lost our ability to trust. It invites us to let Jesus help us love again after we've lost our ability to love. It invites us to let Jesus help us hope again after we've lost our ability to hope. It invites us to let Jesus help us pick up the broken pieces of our lives and start over again after we've given up. This is what Easter is all about. It is the good news that Jesus has triumphed over sin and evil, and so will we if we but open our hearts to his Easter power. It is the good news that Jesus is ready to work miracles for us if we but open our hearts to his Easter power. It is the good news that every Good Friday in our lives can be turned into an Easter Sunday if we but open our hearts to his Easter power. It is the good news that we don't have to wait until we die to share in the risen life of Jesus. We can begin right now at this Mass, at this Easter celebration. It is the good news that nothing can defeat us anymore. Not pain, not sorrow, not rejection, not even death. This is the good news that we celebrate this beautiful Easter morning. Allow me to conclude with some words from Pope John Paul II. During Easter Vigil 1996, "The Lord of life has risen with power, bringing with him love and justice, respect, forgiveness, and reconciliation. The one who from nothingness had called the world into existence, only he could break the seals of the tomb. Only he could become the source of new life." Again, happy Easter to all of you. Amen.